one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. This is the text. Fear not, the sermon will be in English. At least most of it. As we were planning for this day, several people did ask me, why are we having a German service to celebrate the 75th anniversary of our Redeemer when this congregation never had German services in its history? In fact, around the time that the church was established in 1940, it was increasingly unpopular to have gatherings of German-speaking people, even when the gatherings were for the sole purpose of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by 1941, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and the other Lutheran church bodies had put forth an English hymnal that was just sent to all the churches and said, here, you're going to use this. So why German this morning? Today we're not only celebrating the 75 years of the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ being proclaimed here at our Redeemer, but this is the day that traditionally we have celebrate within the church the Reformation of the church. The end of October has traditionally been chosen because that's when Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the Wittenberg church door. Those statements of debate that he wanted to have concerning the sale of indulgences, the buying and selling of the forgiveness of sins. And Luther had a problem with it because he had been reading the Word of God. Well, that event, the nailing of the 95 Theses, has garnered much attention throughout the years, but it really was the publication of the translation of the New Testament into German in 1522. That's what changed the world. The Word of God could be heard in the language of the people. The saving grace of God was spoken in words that people could actually understand. Before Luther, most priests had never even read a Bible, let alone the laity of the church. Just imagine if our liturgy and the hymns and everything that I said was in another language, even German, which, you know, is kind of, you know, you can kind of figure out what's going on when you look at it, and it can, you can become familiar with it fairly easily. But just imagine if you came to church each week and the liturgy and the hymns were like this, and the right-hand column wasn't there. Hearing the gospel would be a struggle. There is a reason that Luther fought so hard to get the worship service and the Word of God into the language of the German people. And that tradition, that usage of that language, they carried over here to America. And within the churches, I mean, my dad was the pastor in a church in Indiana. And when he got there, they had still reserved a time slot on Sunday morning in case they reinstituted the German service. To which my dad said, for the sake of the gospel, we're not reinstituting the German service. Because it is important, it is necessary that the Word of God is heard in the language that you know, so that you can understand it. And it's not just some strange words. And God can be understood, at least as limited as we are able to understand Him. There is a reason that Luther fought and struggled for the sake of worship and Scripture being in the language that people could understand. There's a reason that this little mission church here on the north side of Quincy always had services in English, even though this was a mission of St. James Lutheran Church, which had German services. St. Paul says, I would rather speak 5 intelligible words than 10,000 words in a tongue. Paul dealt with the same issue. There were those in the early church, including the leadership, who spoke Hebrew. Many of the leaders did, as they came out of the Jewish heritage. And of course, being Hebrew speakers and the Old Testament having been written in Hebrew, they took it upon themselves to enlighten the Greek barbarians who only knew Scripture from the Greek translation. And so they would enlighten them by conducting services and speaking in Old Testament Hebrew, because in their mind, Hebrew was the language spoken in heaven. It's the tongue of angels, as Scripture speaks of it, because that's what the Jews referred to it as. So did one of my Hebrew professors. He says, in heaven, we're all going to speak Hebrew. Don't you know that? So you better learn it now. But if I were to say to you the great Shema from Deuteronomy 6, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, but not explain what it means, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, sort of the John 3:16 of the Old Testament. If I didn't explain what it means, there is no right-hand column for you to understand what's going on. And I would not have proclaimed the Word of God in a meaningful way. This would be the one way in which there would be risk that the Word of God could return empty. If we did not have the right-hand column in the bulletin today, or especially if I spent this time in the sermon attempting to muddle through some, German essay that I put together, the reality is, first of all, meine Deutsche ist nicht so gut, ich spreche ein bisschen, just a little bit. And it would not be the best way for the gospel to be proclaimed. It would not be the best way for the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ to be heard. And that's what the Reformation of Christ's Church is about. That's what the 75 years of ministry here at Our Redeemer have been about. The Word of God, the Gospel of God, in the fullness of its truth, it must be proclaimed. It must be heard. This is why we kept the readings in English. This is why the words of institution will be in English. For the gospel of God, it must be rightly proclaimed. And for it to be rightly proclaimed, it must be heard and understood. Communication has two parts. It's not just speaking. It's making sure the listener can hear and understand. You heard last week, Pastor Troxell preached and told a story that I had never heard before. That's one of the great things this year, going through the history, seeing pictures I've never seen before, hearing stories I've never heard before about our Redeemer. This congregation, I knew, had humble beginnings, and I heard the stories about, the days back at Durst Dairy and the worshiping there, and how hot it was in the summertime. But starting in 1932, St. James Lutheran Church started a Sunday school mission on the north side, there at Durst Dairy, 24th and Broadway, and it began with two boys. Two brothers, Kenneth and Walter Shear. They came to hear the Word of God. Their at this Sunday school outpost. In the weeks to come, more children came for Sunday school. Then vicars from St. Louis Seminary, they held worship services. And the parents and children came. Why? To hear the word of God. Then one of those vicars named E.J. Otto came back and served as pastor and preached the word of God here for 42 years. Now, this congregation did not grow and succeed because those people executed a clever plan. Whether it was at Durst Dairy or the old chapel built in 1942 or here in this sanctuary for the last 53 years, whatever, you know, wherever it is that the word of God has been proclaimed here on the north side of Quincy, it is clear that God's word has not returned empty. The one thing that has been needed over the 75-year history of this congregation is that the word of God is proclaimed. The one thing that is needed for the next generation to know Christ and his saving grace and what it is that he has done for us is that the word of God must be proclaimed, that it may be received, and that the next generation may grow in the faith that we have known and shared and rejoiced in these many years. St. Paul says, "For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law." As St. Paul says elsewhere, faith comes by hearing. Justice, righteousness, salvation, freedom in Christ, it all comes by faith. Not faith in ourselves, not faith in what we can do. The celebration of 75 years of ministry here at Our Redeemer, it's not a celebration of what the pastors or members of the church have done in the past. We certainly remember those things. We acknowledge that all of these great things happened. The pictures have been great. But it's just like the celebration of the Reformation. We don't gather together this morning and celebrate Martin Luther. We celebrate what God has done through his word. We are justified by grace. It's a gift. The faith we rejoice in, the faith we participate in today, the faith created in you by the Holy Spirit, revealing the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ to you through God's word, his preached word, the word joined to the elements of the sacrament as he has chosen to come to you in this way. This is what we celebrate this morning. As we gather for this German service, this liturgy that I chose, it's a less formal liturgy. It'd be similar to what they would have used in the 19th century, early 20th century. A lot of your early Missouri Synod churches would have conducted services much like this. And you notice we only read two lessons. The epistle and the gospel. Typically that was the case, because back then they didn't have Sunday school. And so, instead of a third lesson, an Old Testament reading, or whatever the reading would be for the day, they would have their Christi-Lehre, the catechesis. And they would read a portion of the small catechism, or they would do some sort of something that would teach the children and the adults too. And so they would do this. And so we have as this liturgy today, I mean, it's never one that has been used within this church. I know that. One of the neat things about our service this morning, the song that was the choir sang with the narration, that was sung at the 50th anniversary of our Redeemer, 25 years ago. And, you know, we have tried to hearken back as much as we can to things how they were before. It's good to do that. It's good to recognize that we have a connection with those saints who have gone before us. But as we look at what we have here within our church, within the people of God, we really need to hear the words of the first reading that's appointed for Reformation Day that we didn't read this morning. It's from Revelation chapter 14. John says, "Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people." Why do we have a German service today? It's a reminder that the eternal gospel must be proclaimed to every people, in every nation, in every language. Today we celebrate 75 years of the eternal, unchanging gospel of God being preached here at our Redeemer. We celebrate the richness of God's grace, allowing His word of promise to be heard. It's been heard in a multitude of languages throughout the world so that all may know the joy that we share. As Paul says, "For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law." This eternal word, this eternal word of grace and promise and salvation in Christ, it must be preached. The word of salvation must be heard. The word of life must be received in faith. And thanks be to God that for 75 years here at our Redeemer, and for hundreds and even thousands of years within the greater Christian church, the eternal gospel has been present and heard and received by the children of God. Amen. Peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.